very warm in here.
I know. Actually, for the first time, I'm a bit too warm in studio.
This is not the first time.
I'm never warm.
You were just like, oh, it's. I gotta say this. It's very warm
it's
in here.
It's clammy. The air is warm.
Welcome to episode 3 of Cooper and Nuna's Full Irish Podcast. You're very welcome. Thank you so much to everybody who's hit subscribe and shares with their friends, because that's important.
Yeah, please do. Cheers. Yeah.
What's on the menu today?
So we're going to be talking about the All-Ireland and getting your score predictions at Kingdom versus Kerry. Oh, by the by, I got tickets for the All-Ireland. I'll be there. The big debate, the worst jobs to do in the house, changing the bed sheets or cleaning the shower drain.
It's the shower drain!
It's not the shower drain. And we also spoke to Ty Daly, Annie Tane, two of our I Love Irish artists, and they set me a challenge about sticking something in my mouth. So, yeah, and I did it.
That's all to come. So here we go. Let's get into it. We asked for your score predictions because Kerry are facing Galway in the All-Ireland final.
Because we beat Dublin!
So that's where this all kind of like stemmed off from. You were obsessed with Kerry beating Dublin.
And it wasn't. No, I wouldn't say obsessed. You know, it's just...
Possessed.
I didn't even care, really.
You're possessed. Didn't care. So one of the songs was No Dubs. Like, you know,
I don't want no dubs.
And the
Dub Buster. And what was Dub Days are over, yeah. And then I'll be running up that hill. Shawnee Shea's point was brill. What's it like to be a loser, Dublin? Anyway, as I said, I didn't really care. Like, it was just...
Sorry, please don't stop there. You absolute lunatic.
Because I have more.
You did another one. What was the other one that you did? It was the...
What was the other one? Was it the Saw Doctors?
No. Oh, you did Saw Doctors.
That N17, bringing Sam back to Cahir's Ivine. Woo! What was the other one I did?
That's clever.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It was the Them Butchers. Then... You did, put him under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Shawnee Shea. We're all part of Jack O'Connor's army. We're all off to beat Galway. And with a bit of luck, we'll bring the Sam Maguire down.
See
to
the
puck.
Way it just rolls off the tongue?
Off the tongue, yeah. That wasn't one of my best now, I have
then
to
I did
say.
Take the piss out of you for actually singing a song that was written by two dubs.
Oh, yeah. Whatevs, mate, whatevs. Yes. Don't care. Lose a face. I can say that now because it's a podcast. I couldn't call you loser face on the radio.
But you can call me loser face. why am I loser face?
Because you're from Dublin and you made me
No, don't.
Because in 2015, you were the biggest gloaty pants on the entire planet because Kerry lost to Dublin. I think it was probably my point as well. And I had to wear the butcher's apron, like touching my flesh.
The butcher's apron, the Dublin jersey.
Yeah. And like, you took pictures of me everywhere and I was banned from my county for like a month because of it. So you do care. You care, man. You're on the losing side of it now. And Sam is coming home. Woohoo!
You are obsessed.
I'm not. I really don't care.
So you did come in to studio here before, so, and you had a little skip in your step. You're like,
I'm going on holidays to the big small. I got tickets. Thank God, I was blessed to go to the All Ireland. They're so pricey as well, by the way. €90, like.
Get in the bin and put the bin in the sea.
They used to be 70, which was like saucy enough. But like, you know, inflation apparently.
What, they put more air in the balls?
Yeah, my arse, like, seriously, £90. But anyway, I'm not paying for it, so I don't care.
Just get freebie.
No, himself is paying for them. I suppose I should care. Because it's all out of the same pocket. So, £90, shocking. But yeah, I can't wait to go up and I have a song and prepare it for the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't worry, I'm not going to sing it now. No, it's a special one. I'm going to build it up for next week.
Where are you going to sing this song?
On the radio with you, and you'll have to listen. Yeah, but, and this isn't about Dublin, though. This is about Kerry beating Galway on Sunday week at headquarters. But look, I wouldn't be surprised if Galway beat us. In 2018, they beat us in the championship and I was absolutely floored. I was like, did that actually just happen? So, you know.
And have the teams changed much since then?
Yeah, Kerry have a much younger team. Not sure about Galway. I think Damien was still a member of the 2018 squad for Galway. And he's still, obviously, he scored the two goals there last week.
Yeah, right.
Right. You're like, Cooper's like, I don't know.
Like, for which team?
For Galway.
Yeah.
So, yes, looking forward to it. Up the kingdom, bye.
Yeah, are you on the hill or do you know where you're going to be situated?
Don't know where I'm going to be situated now. And I mightn't even, my ticket mightn't even be beside himself, so we could be separated.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't like being beside me at matches anyway. I mortify him.
Oh my God. This could be a different podcast altogether.
Hello, welcome along to my husband doesn't like to be beside me at matches.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even like watching matches like in a pub with me because I mortify him because I can't help my emotions. I can't hold them up. I can't hold them in. Just everything. You know, like you see my face.
Yeah.
I can't.
So oh, yeah. You wear your face in
I wear my face. My thoughts in my face.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever thing. And then.
It's so funny. We'll be talking about maybe what's coming up on the show tomorrow. So we'd be having a meeting. And this is a real insight into if Una doesn't like the idea of something. If she doesn't show it on her face or say anything, she'd go. Just get this grumble.
That's exactly what I do.
Producer, she's like, right, so we'll take that one off the list.
So imagine, like, multiply that by 20 million, right?
In a
pub.
Day.
And I'm like shouting and roaring. Like a fishwife. And he's like, please stop.
It can get very shouty in our house for when we're watching the rugby. So, like, Saturday morning, we're watching the Ireland versus All Blacks.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. I came down and I missed the very, very start of it. And my brother-in-law, Ivan, lives with us. We had it on now on the stick on the TV.
Yeah.
And he's shouting at the TV.
Oh, I'm you like, have what? To.
What's going on? He's standing in front of the TV. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh my God, the
match
has started. Get out of the way. Woke up the children. Like, that's how loud it was. Like,
what time was? Oh, this is early enough. This is around 8 o'clock, half 8. Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday morning of a summer holidays.
But that's sport, man. It's passion. You know what I mean? So I don't care if I'm on my own in the middle of Croke Park, surrounded by a load of Galwegians. I am going to scream my head off for the kingdom. Oh, they'll hear me.
Can you do us a favour, actually? You'll have your Kerry jersey on, won't you?
Kerry jersey is very unflattering on me.
You literally are wearing a Kerry dress.
Yeah, so I'll be wearing this. So I have a green and gold dress that I wore to the 2011 final, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll fit me now.
Have you washed it since?
Actually, no, because it's in the attic. But I'm going to...
Oh, my God!
I was actually thinking, I need to go to the attic, bring this dress down, see if it fits me. If it fits me, then wash it, then wear it, because it's green and gold.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, it could be bad luck, because I wore it to the 2011 final, when Dublin beat us by a point, when Cluxton came out and scored that famous point to win the All-Ireland.
Talk us through that point again.
I don't want to remember it. I actually cried. I cried leaving Croke Park, but it was fine. I went out that night and I made friends with a load of Dublin people. I still have pictures up on Facebook of me shaking hands with the Dubs. Peace, man. I'm about the peace as well.
I love the passion with GAA.
Oh, it's amazing. With any sport, but with GAA, because it's so Irish and we grew up with it and the pride of place, the pride of county.
I know you're taking it too far.
Oh, no.
No, I love it. I love it. Like, Elizabeth is now playing GAA.
That's fabulous.
And she is obsessed with it now. Like, literally, she's got her Meath jersey now.
Gone the Royals.
Walking around the place. I'm like, all right. Because when Meath Ladies won the All-Ireland last year, they did every town and village in Meath to say thank you for the support. And literally, in our village, they pulled up on a bus and they got on the back of a trailer and there was a guy with a megaphone. All right, here's the girls! Here's the girls!
Yay!
Go on. And here once she the saw girls. Them there, and she saw the crowd, the way they responded to it.
Was she crying?
Well, no, she wasn't crying, but like her eyes, like you could see her eyes just went wide like a deer in headlights. And she's like, this is amazing.
I want that for me. But that's amazing.
It's brilliant. And some of the girls who are on the Meath Ladies team are in the club that she plays for in Summerhill. So like you've got Shauna and Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
There's a poster coming into Summerhill. Best of luck.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
It's amazing.
Brilliant.
So I love the fact that she's doing it. And like she gets all the gear now and she's walking around with her colours on.
That's fantastic.
She's loving
Sport
it.
Is great.
It is.
Yeah. Especially the
guy. So we asked for predictions, and this is one of the predictions that we got. This is for the Galway versus Kerry final. Who is going to win? And we got loads of predictions coming in, but Scott Duffy sent us a prediction, so you might want to write this one down.
Yes, I would play Galway 2-13, Kerry 1-9.
2-13 to 1-9.
Oh. And that's from Scott Duffy in Ballinlochkells, County Meath.
How's your head?
My head is all over the place.
How are you at the weekend?
I had the three teams up at the weekend. Oh. I had Westmeath to beat Cavan. I had Galway to beat Derry. And I had Kerry to beat Dublin. So, happy out.
Happy out. Go on, Scott, had the predictions.
Mystic Meg, what?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Also, just to be very clear and very transparent on this, Una legged it out of the studio during that. She's like, it's too hot.
I know. It's just, it is, do you know what? It is warm. The air is warm and clammy. I can feel my hair going like fuzz buzz already.
Yeah.
So I can't be dealing with fuzzy hair now.
Why do you think this guy wears shorts and a t-shirt into work every day?
But it's different because when we were in the other studio, you have it down to like minus 19 or something and it's freezy balls in there. I bring heavy coats every day to work with me. Even like in the heat wave, I still bring them because it's so cold in the igloo that we live in for 4 hours during the morning.
It's the kind of weather that you would need to change your bed sheets to.
Oh, changing bed sheets.
What a segue. What a move.
Well
there.
Done, yeah. So changing bed sheets.
Una reckons that changing bed sheets is the worst job to do as a household chore.
Fact. It's horrific. It's like doing a cardio workout. And I always do it wrong, so it's not it's not very satisfying.
So why do you bother? Like, why?
Because I have to change the sheets.
Yeah, well, why don't you just ask the luckiest man to do it? If he tells you that you're doing it wrong, you just say, okay, here you go, you do it.
To be fair, I do that most of the time. Oh. It's just I got caught the other day.
One time I did it, I hated it.
When the builders are coming. No, I do, I hate it. It's one of his jobs, you know, like putting out the bins and stuff like that. I take the jobs, I'm like... You know, it's not easy, like having to sort out the twins' clothes, you know, doing their laundry and putting t-shirts in this box and putting their vests in another and pants in another. And then I have to separate them out because one is Sadie's and one is Jamie's. It's really the easiest job in the world, but I make it out like this is a big pain in the arse to do it. So I'm like, you're lucky you don't have to do that job, you know, luckiest man. Yeah. I do that on a lot of things. And then another trick is, oh my God, that dinner you cooked was so good. Oh my God, I'd love that again. Or maybe you should try this dinner. You'd be really good at that. And compliments get you everywhere. So I have a barbecue now every night for the past 5 nights. It's great.
Is he good barbecue or does he char-grill the crap out of it?
No, yeah, he's a really good barbecuer. He makes amazing burgers where he puts cheese in himself, like he puts it in the meat before they go on the barbecue.
Yes.
So then when you sink your teeth into the burger, all this gorgeous gooey cheese melts in your mouth. It's really good.
I love going to the butcher and asking them to make the burgers there and then.
Oh, so you don't have to do it?
No, because what they do, they have the proper mincer.
Yeah, they mince up
the... So you pick the meat that you want.
Yeah.
And then I say to them, go on, throw a bit of fat in there.
You see, he does that as well. And I'm like, stop doing that.
No, the fat is good.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
If you're not putting sugar...
It's not good for my bottom. So,
it's fine.
No.
Yeah, it's fine.
No.
If you put sugar and cheese in it, that's bad for your bottom.
No, but the fat isn't great either.
It's better for you than sugar and cheese.
Well, I haven't brought up sugar and cheese. I'm just saying...
You brought up cheese.
I know.
Well, and there's sugar in the Bundy.
Oh, but you can't have a burger without a Bundy.
Oh, Jesus, I know that.
And then I put the
brioche bundies. Brioche
taco sauce, and then just just an extra slice of cheese on top of the burger filled with cheese. Oh my God, like
and
sex on a plate.
Sliced gherkins.
I don't do gherkins,
You're
man.
You're mad as a brush.
Gherkins are out of my life. He does the jalapenos and the gherkins.
Jalapenos.
On his the jalapenos.
How are you doing? Would you like some jalapenos in your fajitas? Do you want some jalapenos?
I hate the jalapenos. I hate them. Those jalapenos.
I love jalapenos.
They're sick and they are wrong. They should be banned.
Elizabeth makes lovely pretzel buns.
Pretzel buns. I can't
so
picture them.
So it's pretzel bread. So if you make, you know the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, but she makes a pretzel bundy if we're doing like chicken burgers.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. The amount of time and work it goes into making pretzel bread is like astonishing. And she's 14. I'm like, go for it, girl.
Hey.
Yeah.
Give some to me the next time she does some of those.
You know where I live.
Yeah.
Just come on up.
Bring them into work.
Bring them on. No, just come up.
Oh, man, I love barbecue season.
They're the best. Anyway, we've gone off the point of what was worse, bed sheets or cleaning out a shower drain.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what we were talking about. And we did get opinions on... we had
other
poll.
Crap household jobs as well that people don't like to do.
But there was a lot of people in agreement with you, especially this girl.
About 15 years ago, I was heavily pregnant with my son and... It was really hard. I was trying to make the beds and couldn't do it. And I was getting in a sweat. Everything was not working for me. Couldn't get it on. I ended up sitting on the floor in the kitchen, crying for like an hour with the bed sheets still in my hand.
Oh, my God.
That was like me as well the other night. Just I wasn't pregnant.
The bed sheets are coming. buttons or poppets on your bed sheets?
What's a
what? You know, for the end of your duvet, are they poppets or the actual buttons?
Oh, no, they're the cheap poppets. I got a zip on one of them as well, which is really handy.
Zip on
your...
No way!
Yeah, the zip is handy.
Very handy.
Yeah, the poppets are easier. Right? The buttons are a pain in the arse.
Our buttons, they look nice, though.
They don't. You can't even see them.
I can see them.
Oh, I'm fine.
Sorry, that's what I get told when I say, what's the point of buttons? I can see them! there was a guy had an issue with a dishwasher, but it wasn't the clean dishwasher, it was the other way.
Hiya folks, it's Gary here from Dundalk. I heard someone saying they don't like emptying the dishwasher. I would say it's far worse filling the dishwashers with them dirty dishes that have been in the sink for God knows how long, and you touch a bit of food or something. Yeah, I would say that's much worse. Thanks, folks.
Yeah.
Gary, what are you doing? Like, seriously, why are you leaving your dishes in the sink for so long before you put them in the dishwasher? Like, you know, it's mouldy and scaldy.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I do feel it. Yeah.
You're mouldy and scaldy.
Yeah.
It's great though, like when the twins are older. Yeah, train them in really, really early, by the way.
Oh, housework. Sure, Jamie's hoovering already. He's one. Yeah.
Like the dishwasher isn't a chore. So don't make it a chore. It's just something you do after dinner. Empty the dishwasher and fill it up again. Clear the table.
And whoever does it the fastest without breaking anything gets a prize.
The prize is you get to sleep in the house tonight. And you get fed tomorrow. Why do I have to clean my room? Because you have to sleep in it. That's why. And it stinks. No, it doesn't. It doesn't smell. Oh, we can bloody smell it downstairs.
I used to hate cleaning my room when I was young. Like, my mom used to kill me. Like, but my mom is a bit of a clean freak as well. So if I had like a jumper on the bed, she'd be like, oh, nah. But I remember one time it was so bad. And like, it was messy now at this stage. I was a teenage girl and I had all my friends over. And you know what it's like, swapping clothes, just makeup crap everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what that's like.
Okay. But you had sisters growing up.
As I said, I know exactly what it's like.
So
I used to dress me in their clothes and put makeup on me.
Oh, a doll. I did that to my brother too.
Yeah.
Anyway, she came into the room and she saw the cut of the room this one time. And I do feel very bad about this, but she started crying. She was like, why are you so messy? You're nothing like me. I was like, I'm so sorry, Mom.
About why you are the way you are.
I'll clean up now, I promise.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So messy bedrooms.
Yeah, not a good thing. We did get loads of messages in. And this one came in from a friend of the show, Dame Stuffy.
Hello, Cooper and Una. It's Dame Stuffy here. What's the crack?
How are you?
Oh, I have to say, I kind of agree with her. It's an awful physical chore changing to bed. It really is. But the one household chore I hate is emptying the cat tray. Oh, Jesus, tonight. You have to use a strainer and everything. And sometimes, if the strainer that you're using is not there, you just pick up any old one. I mean, if he finds a bit of grit in his dinner, I'll just say it's a Visto gravy granule and he'd be fine. He'd be none the wiser. Ick.
Ick. Ew.
What goes in must come out anyway.
Yeah, see, I don't have cats, so I don't know what it's like changing the litter.
Oh, yeah, litter trays are gross.
Are they smelly, yeah?
Yeah. You can get intelligent litter.
But, like, cats always use the litter to do their pee-pees and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, once you train them.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
When you see them on top of the DVD player on top of the toaster and
they're doing
about
a whittle.
You're like, no, 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 no.
Oh, my God. So you have to train cats as well,
so
like
the
dogs.
The smell of the kitty litter and stuff like that, they like that. And there is really, really smart, clever kitty litter. I don't know what it's called, but it changes colour. There's different colours, so you can see if your cat is sick or needs attention or anything like that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah,
I wish they had that for doggies.
Or people.
I think they do have that for people, Cooper.
Oh, my God.
Called a urine test, you numpty.
Or it was like the... It was like yesterday we had we'd salad from the garden, so like all the veg is coming through and we had the first beets.
What are beets?
Beetroot.
Oh, lovely.
So have you ever peed after having beetroot?
No, does it go
purple?
You get
an awful fright.
Is it purple?
Purple? It's like pink or red. It's like, oh my God!
Oh! Stop!
Yeah.
Oh,
you,
no.
You just, so like we've a sign in our toilet saying, don't panic, remember you might have had beetroot.
That would put me right off the beats.
Una, how many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth?
Why are you asking her that?
Because we had an interview with some of our I Love Irish artists and Attain
and Ty Daly.
Basically fit 18 marshmallows in her mouth and we put the test to Una. Have a listen. How many have you got in there? Many? No, tell us. Hicks. Okay.
You can do it. You can do it. You just need some water in your mouth to seep in. And it gives them time.
Ten more. Nine. 10. 11, 12. We're done. She couldn't do it. You are still the reigning champion.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Supersized marshmallows.
Oh my God.
Amazing. Fair play to you.
You supersized them. You didn't give me the normal marshmallows.
They were regular marshmallows.
They were not. They were the big fat yolks, so they were.
They weren't even barbecue, like s'mores marshmallows.
They were. They were bigger than that. I was doing really well to get 12. 12 multiplied by 12 is what should have been. So I should have got like...
All right, listen, on that note, thank you so much to listen to the podcast. We'll have episode 4. Are you okay?
122.
All right, bye. Make sure you hit subscribe.
I think that's wrong.
Actually, before we go, I'm actually going to figure it out now.
Oh, Lord. 12, that's a hard 12. One. You do the math.
What did you say?
I said, what's the answer?
Yeah.
I said, whatever the answer is.
144.
Oh, I said 122. Wasn't far off.
Why are you asking her that?
Because it's fun. All right, bye.
Bye.